we got too many people who've been forgiven walking around like they're still guilty. You're not guilty. You need to tell yourself that. But Pastor, you don't know. I know what I did, but Jesus said you're not guilty. He says, once you come to me, I take all that. If you got enough sense, if you do something else, just come and tell me about it and repent. My God. The burdens we carry because the enemy got us thinking that we, in fact, are still guilty. We might still have the scars, but not guilty. My Lord. My. Father, we pray that you might have your way, God. That you will bless our time, our experience in your word together. Send your word, God. Don't let me or anyone else bind up what you have planned for us for this moment. Send your anointing right now. Set the captives free. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we want to talk about Christianity will cause side effects. Christianity will cause side effects. Many times when you purchase over-the-counter medicines or get a prescription filled, you are given printed information about the product. As a matter of fact, if you get a prescription filled, they will ask you, do you have any questions? Have you taken this medicine before? And before you're even prescribed the medication, the doctor is supposed to ask you, do you have any, you know, are you allergic to anything? Have you had anything that gave you, you know, some kind of symptoms or whatever? They're supposed to check it out before they prescribe that medicine for you. The information usually tells what the medication is to be used for, what the result should be, the ingredients and warnings or precautions about possible side effects. I need to make a claim here that medicine will give you information about the possible side effects, but in the title for our message today, Christianity will cause side effects. Amen. The medicine may cause, but Christianity will cause some side effects in your life. The manufacturer provides this information because through research or through consumer experiences, they have been made aware of possible side effects. The information tells you what the side effects may be and what you should do should you experience side effects. I pulled this thing out of our first aid kit. It's called Tylenol. And it has some warnings on here, too. It has the directions, and it tells you about the side effects. It says warning, liver warning. This product contains acetaminophen. Severe liver damage may occur if you take more than 8 tablets in 24 hours, which is the maximum daily amount. If you take this with other drugs containing acetaminophen, then it says do not use it any other drug containing acetaminophen. If you are not sure whether a drug contains acetaminophen, ask a doctor or pharmacist. But it has these drug facts on here. It has some uses. What it's supposed to do, temporary relieves minor aches and pains due to the common cold, backache, headache, toothache, muscular aches, minor pain of arthritis, premenstrual and menstrual cramps, temporary reduces fever. If you got anything beyond that, don't take this. But what it's simply doing is trying to give you a warning about what you may experience should you take Tylenol. My job today is to let you know what you might experience if you take Christianity. Now, one thing says that there's a dosage on there. It tells you how much you're supposed to take, how many. And Christianity, it has dosages also. You're supposed to take as much as you need on a daily basis to get the victory. But Christianity will cause side effects. There's no mic to it. You're going to have some side effects when you take Christianity, especially if you take a full dose. There's no other way to take Christianity, not no half dose, that you can't be half Christian. You got to take a full dosage of Christianity, and there will be some side effects. But just like on the Tylenol, it says, if you get these side effects, this is what you should do. I come to let somebody know today, if Christianity causes you some side effects, there's some stuff you can do. You don't have to succumb to the side effects. There's something you can do. It's already prescribed in the Word of God. Because people's bodies are so different, medicines affect people in different ways, and sometimes for certain medicines, some people experience no side effects and others do. And when you take Christianity, some folks don't get messed with 1 week, but they get messed with the next week. Just like this medicine here, you know, some people take Tylenol, won't bother. Some people take Tylenol and get rashes and start sweating and start getting dizzy. That's one thing about medicine. It's that it may cause dizziness. And I know some folk, and I said, Lord, how I'm going to tell? How I'm going to tell if it's causing them? They already Can you give me another indication of what this medicine might do? Medicine's not only thing in life that causes side effects. Life itself has its own side effects. Christianity, being a Christian, also has side effects. And if you take your daily doses of Christianity, you may experience some of those side effects. And they let you know what the side effects are so you won't be afraid. Don't be a Christian and be fearful. Because no matter what happens, God has prescribed in His Word a way to escape, or a way to deal, or a way to maintain, or a way to hold on until your change comes. If you don't ask me, ask Brother Job. All my appointed time. There comes a time in your life that there's so much going on that all you can say, all my appointed time, while I'm breathing, I'm awake. Job said, I'm experiencing all these side effects. And Mrs. Jones told me to curse my God and die. But I can't do that. Because I know God's got a blessing somewhere for me. If you're going through something right now, just hold on. Don't leave God. Don't leave your faith. And don't leave the church. You're experiencing nothing but a side effect. But don't stop taking your Christianity. See, some medicines are saying, stop taking. But Christianity, no, don't stop taking your medicine, because the side effects don't really come from the medication, Christianity. The side effects come from the dark side. What's that dark side? That's the enemy, the one that comes against you, because you're washed in the blood of the Lamb. The enemy causes the side effects. The enemy thinks you think it's the medicine. So since I said to Jesus, since I came to church, since I got saved, oh, you know what broke loose in my life. No, you got to understand what's going on. It's not the medicine called Christianity. It's the enemy. We used to belong to him. He's mad that we left him. The more people get saved, the less people in the enemy's army. But he wants us all back. We used to be partners. We used to be with them. We used to hang with them. So he wants us back. But you got to take that Christianity and these side effects. You know, it makes you think that you did the wrong thing. I know how it is. You accepted Jesus Christ. You came to church, and all of a sudden Monday came, and they start messing with you on the job. And you thought, that's the biggest mistake I ever made. I should have never accepted Christ, because they didn't used to mess with me on the job. I come to let you know they were messing with you on the job all along. You were just not sensitive to it, because your spiritual man, your spiritual woman had not been awakened yet. But now that your spiritual man, your spiritual woman is now awakened, now you understand they're really messing with you. Prior to you getting saved, your spiritual man, spiritual woman was asleep. You were thinking like they were thinking. You were doing what they were doing. You believed what they were believing. But see, when you got saved, God woke you up, and your eyes are open. You begin to see things as they really were. Everyone does not get affected the same way, but everyone eventually gets affected. Christianity will cause side effects. Should not prevent any of us from fully being committed to being a Christian, being fully committed to Christ and what He has called us to do. But should you take Christianity and experience some side effects, there are some things that you and I can do.
Because the purpose of Christianity and the purpose of any medicine is to make you better. That's the purpose of taking medication. Amen. I know we got some folks, we'll pray for them. They addicted to prescription. But the purpose of medication is not to get you high. Now, you go in the hospital, you get surgery. When you get well, throw it away, please. Please, come on, somebody. Come on, when God heals your body, throw your prescriptions away. It can be very dangerous. Because all of a sudden, you start taking it for something else. All of a sudden, you pinch it. You pinch your scar and make it hurt. Oh, let me go get my Percocet. And I think you come to church praising God, you are seriously in another world. Those side effects, but any medicine is taken to make sure that you get better. But just like any good doctor or pharmacist, Jesus provides Christians with a warning that Christianity will cause side effects. And when you experience these side effects, this is what you should do, and this is what you should remember. There's something you should do, and there's something you should remember. Hallelujah. When you're going through, you don't give in to the enemy. When you're going through, you don't throw up your hands and give up. When you're going through, you don't go blame it on this person and that person. I ain't getting what I got to go. I don't know what it is. I'm tired of this and I'm tired of that. And a lot of times we quit right before the blessing's right here. And we done got so tired and so messed up because we didn't read the Word of God. We didn't read the warning label about how we need to deal with the side effects. We give up and our blessing is nigh. But look what Jesus did. In John chapter 16, these are the last hours before he goes to the cross. The last hours before he goes to the cross. And he's giving the disciples some more information. He's trying to let them know, I got to leave here. And y'all going to go through some stuff. I didn't tell you this before because I was with you. I was able to protect you. I was able to kind of block what was coming. But I'm ready to leave here. And you will experience some side effects of Christianity. Some of us in the church today, you experience some side effects because you accepted Jesus Christ. And it's not just from your enemies. It's from some of your family. You're experiencing side effects. They don't treat you like they used to. They don't embrace you like they used to. They ain't want to be around you no more. Because you got to understand, men love darkness rather than light. And I need to let somebody know you can't live in two worlds. Oh, I'm sorry. I told God, yes, you can. You can do whatever you want to do. But you ought not live in two worlds. It's not good. So if we turn to John 16, number one, Jesus talks about his departure. He said, I'm getting ready to leave you, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm getting ready to leave you. But I'm not going to leave you comfortless. So number one, Jesus talks about his departure. And it's all over the Word of God in the New Testament. We're going to deal and focus on John 16. Look at verses 5 through 7. Verse 5 of John 16 says, but now I go my way to him that sent me. And none of you asked me whither goest thou, because you're sad now because I said I got to go. You know you can be around somebody so long. They can actually be your crutch instead of your blessing. I wish I had a witness. You can be around somebody so long that they want to bless you so much, they become your crutch instead of your blessing. Because when they say they got to move on, you feel in some kind of way. But see, we need to take advantage of being around that person and begin to learn some stuff for ourselves and learn how to stand up on our own. That's what we do with babies. We train them how to walk on their own so they can get around. That's what Jesus said. Y'all been with me long enough now. I got to go. Y'all going to have to stand on your own. Whether I'm here or not, if you took the proper doses of Christianity, you should have enough strength now in your bones and in your legs and in your mind to be able to stand on your own. Some of us been in church all our lives and still can't stand on our own. The problem is we've been in church, but not in Christ. Anybody could be in church. The doors of the church are open. But have you been in Christ? Have you been taking the proper doses of Christianity? Stop being afraid of the side effects. Look at verse 6 of John 16. But because I have said these things unto you, you saw sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is important, it is expedient for you that I love that. He said, it's necessary for me to go away. He said, it's expedient for you that I get out of here. I need to leave here. Because you don't need two of us. The Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. I'm going to send someone just like me, the Comforter, to make sure that you have what you need, that you have that keeping power until I return. But it's expedient for you that I go away. So he talks to the disciples about his departure. He said, I got to leave you. And it is a sad time. It is a sad time. He's got to go. But you got to understand, he said, you know, he told them all along, I got to leave. I'm not here for the long haul. I came to do what my Father sent me to do. It is my prayer that you got everything you need for the journey. And just in case you don't, I'm going to send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to make sure. And he talks about in 16 what the Holy Spirit will do. The Holy Spirit is going to reprove the world of sin. The Holy Spirit is going to testify in me. So he's trying to say, I won't leave you comfortless, but there's still going to be some side effects from hanging with Jesus. Did you know that when you accepted Jesus Christ, there's some side effects of hanging with Jesus? When you leave here, don't you know you're going to smell like Jesus? Ah, look like him and talk like him. Everybody ain't in love with Jesus. But you belong to him. So he says, look here, I got to go. I got to leave here. Look at John 16, verses 16 through 17. A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again a little while, and ye shall see me because I go to the Father. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, what is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, in a little while, and ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father. That's when they said later on, I'm glad you stopped talking to us in Proverbs, man, because you're mixing us up. I'm sad because you're leaving. And then you say, I am going to go, and I'll be back. You won't see me, and I will be back. And he's talking about when he goes to the cross. So I'm going to go down for a few days. But then you're going to see me again. Matter of fact, I'm going to have a fish fry for y'all in Galilee. But then he said, then I got to go with my Father and the Comforter shall come. But he's telling them, I got to leave. I got to depart. Point number two, he talks about the side effects of being a Christian. Look at John 15. Look at verse 17. Let's go back to John 15, verse 17 to 21. He's going to talk about the side effects of being a Christian. If we're not careful, we're going to have everybody thinking being a Christian is all fun. It is joy. But there's some challenges to being a Christian. Verse 17, these things I command you that you love one another. If the world, what? Hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. I used to hate to associate with people that folks didn't like. Because if they didn't like the person I was with, they didn't like me. They didn't know anything about me. But because I was with that person, they didn't like me. So he told the disciples, because they hating on me, and you with me, and you roll with me, and you hang out with me, they're going to hate you. These are some of the side effects of Christianity. You don't do what you did in the past. They hate you for your change in your life. Look at verse 19. If you were of the world, the world will love his own. That means since you've been with me, there's been a change. You have a distinction. You have a distinguishing mark on your life that since you've been with me, the world don't like you. No. Since you've been a Christian, your friends should have changed. Oh, my God. You can't keep on bending elbows. You ought to be praying. Never mind. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. They mad because you're no longer in the world, and they mad because you're with me. And they hate me. They mad because I chose you. I ain't choose them. Their heart weren't right. I know what I'm doing in this thing, saith the Lord. Look at verse 20. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. We go around looking for friends and love in the wrong spaces and places. Stop trying to prostitute ourselves so we can get a little favor out of somebody, and they don't even like us. They're not ordained to like us because they don't even know our daddy. And if they know him, they hate him. Oh, my God. Side effects. Look at John 16, verses 1 through 4. These things have I spoken unto you that you should not be offended. Anybody offended for being a Christian? The Bible says you ought not be offended. You ought not. You ought not run around being ashamed of being a Christian. Lord have mercy. Monday through Saturday, you ought to be all right with being a Christian. Everybody all right on Sunday. Look at verse 2. Look at the side effects of being a Christian. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. Wow. Side effects. And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. These are some of the side effects of Christianity. If you decide to get in the army of the Lord, you ought to know what kind of war you're getting there. We are in the spiritual warfare, and everybody's not going to love you, and everybody's not going to like you, but still take your medicine. Take the proper doses of your Christianity, and we'll have side effects, but there's a way to deal with those side effects. Look at verse 32. He talks about these side effects. John 16, 32. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. Oh, you got to understand that this stuff is going to get real, real, real deep. It's going to be real deep. And then Jesus talks about how to deal with the side effects. Look at John 16, 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that you might have what? Peace. But in the world you shall have what? But be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. You're going to have some tribulation and some stuff in this world. These are the side effects of being a Christian. But guess what? You're going to have peace and be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. If I took the word peace, if I took the word cheer and overcome and looked at them in the Greek, it would read like this. These things I have spoken unto you, that you might have safety and welfare and peace with God. Because in this world you have tribulation, but take courage. Take heart. I have conquered. I have triumphed. I have prevailed over the world. So when you run into these side effects, he said, hey, you ought to have peace in the midst of your storm. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. These side effects. Christianity will cause side effects. Christianity will make you go through some stuff, but you ought to still take your medication. The medicine will allow you to be able to hold on and to hold out. But just like this Tylenol, it gives you the ingredients and it gives you the warnings. So I said, Lord, if I had a bottle of Christianity, what's in Christianity? What are the ingredients in Christianity? Well, it's made up of the blood of Jesus. It has some resurrected Savior in it. It's got salvation in it. It's got mercy in it. It's got grace. It's got love. It's got forgiveness, patience. The anointing, deliverance, healing is inside this medicine called Christianity. But I need you to know there's nothing in there that will harm you. It's the enemy trying to get you. That's where the side effects come from. It comes from the dark side. So keep on taking your medication. It only has Jesus who has came to redeem fallen mankind from sin. So Christianity is recommended for the whosoever. Who should take it? Some drugs say if a child is below a certain age, check with your physician. Christianity says, whosoever will, let him call. Whosoever understand me, let him take a good dosage of me. Hallelujah. Well, can it mess me up? No, take as much as you want. There's 66 books. Chop it up the way you want. You might need to add a little sugar to it. You might need to put it in your food. Oh, Lord have mercy. You know how we do medication. You chop it up, you put it in the food, and, you know, you put a little liquid with it. But it's for the whosoever. Take it every day as much as required to ensure that you can maintain your Christian witness and your Christian walk. But what about the side effects? If I take my medicine, what should I be able to say? Well, Peter says, think it not strange, beloved, when fiery trials come against you, but just humble yourself and go on with it. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, God will not pour more on you than you're able to bear without a way of escape. Romans 8:28 says, and we know who? Those that take Christianity as medication. Those that take a full dosage and know about the side effects. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. What does 1 John 5:4-5 say? Turn with me to 1 John. We're going around like we can't do nothing and we don't have no power and God can't do this. And it's good to say, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. You're right, you don't know. But you know somebody who can get you out. His ways are not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts. Look at 1 John 5, look at verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh what? And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Look at verse 5. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son? I got something for your side effect. You come on down to the altar and tell God all about it. God got something for your side effect. You need healing, he got something for you. You need deliverance, he got something for you. You need the enemy to be your footstool, he's got something for you. For all these side effects that we're going through. Look at 1 John 5, look at verse 10. He that believeth on the Son of God, he that takes his medication, I ain't talking about taking it off and on. You know some folks, you know how some of us in the body of Christ, you know, when we feel we need a little dose, you don't understand you need it every day. If something go wrong, never mind, let me just leave that alone. That's not nice. 1 John 5:10. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Look at that. What does the record say in verse 11? Then this is the record, devil, that God hath given us eternal life and this life is in his Son. If you got the Son, you got life. Come on, side effects. Come on. What does verse 12 say? He that hath the Son hath what? Eternal life. Can't nobody take it from you. I don't care what you're going through in your life. I don't care what the side effects are. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Look at verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Lord have mercy. That is so powerful that we have eternal life, that he that hath the Son hath life. So side effects, come on. That's just part of the journey. Amen. This folks have got some wonderful jobs, and I'll let you know, some part of the job they don't like, even though it's a wonderful job. But guess what? It goes with the territory. If Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, some stuff gonna jump off. But guess what? Don't be afraid. Don't be a coward. Don't run. Don't cry. When I say don't cry, I mean don't cry like you're in despair. God's got your back. He's got your front. He's got your side. He's got your top. And he's got your bottom. Can't forget what John 16:33 says. In this world, you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I want you to have peace. I have overcome the world. And when you turn to Ephesians 6, it says, put on the whole armor of God so that when it's all over, you still will be able to stand. And then Romans 8, 31 through 39. There's so many reminders in the Word of God. I think even Sister Shauna said in the prayer, he told Paul, that thorn in your flesh, my grace. Do we really understand grace? Grace means that when the side effects come, you got a covering from God that God will never leave us and never forsake us. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Romans 8 and 31, what does that say? What shall we then say to these things? If God, I wish I had a witness in this. Y'all went to sleep. Nobody won't read the Word of God. Y'all tired? Y'all won't read this thing because it's going to let you know. If God be for us, who? Come on, side effect. No weapon formed against us. Didn't say you wouldn't see any weapon. Didn't say any weapon wouldn't be formed. No weapon formed against us shall prosper because God directs it. I wish that I... Oh, okay. I'm speaking to a group of folks. They ain't got no problem. I messed up today. God, I missed your mark. Look at verse 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. My God. Who is he that condemneth? Is it Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us? Boy, we got somebody on our side. Glory, how you ain't got to call us. You ain't got to go try to find them. You ain't got to find that number in the cell phone. You ain't got to call cousin this. Look at such and such around. They bother me. All you got to do is call on them. Take the name of Jesus with you everywhere you go. Look at verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Now, don't shout out this verse if every time something happens, you just fall apart. If you fall apart every time something happens, I suggest you take more of your Christianity medication. Because the medicine is there to help you. But it says, who shall separate from the love of God? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay. No. Not in Christ. Come on, side effects. What you won't do? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. The pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. I've been through all my life. Well, how come you still living? How come you still standing? Give God some glory or something. I ain't saying you had an easy life, but you still standing. You still seem like you're clothed and in your right mind. I believe you start praising God that which wanted to take you over didn't take you over. I believe your life will begin to change. Oh, glory be to God. That's how you got to deal with this stuff. God, I thank you. It's not what I wanted to be, but it's not what he thought it could be. It's not what the devil wanted it to be. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm like Paul, where co-pastor preached about your rock will die. I'm holding on to that last little piece of ship. Come on. All the rest of the ship is all messed up. He's holding one little piece, but he's still standing. He's still there. He's still living. He's still... Don't let the enemy steal your joy. For I am persuaded. That means I'm convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, any other creature shall be able to do what? If you are here with me today, and you are a Christian, and you say, and you are separated from the love of God, you are separated from Christ, who separated you? Who had the nerve to come in your life and mess you up and separate you? Who filled your mind with that nonsense? Who got all up in your family? Who got all up in your prayer life? Who got all up in your meditation? Who messed around with your faith and got all up in your life and separated you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus? You ought to be taking your medication on a daily basis. When stuff gets rough, don't take one dosage. Take two. Take three. Take four. Oh, the word of God is so powerful. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God shall stand. And for those people that got all these people that they just love and can't let go, all that cute stuff you say when you go to dinner, I can't make it without you. I don't know how to live. I know what you mean, but you better have a plan B. And can't boyfriend and girlfriend start acting up and take everything you tell them and think they really something else? And get their head all filled up, think they all that in a bag of chips and a softened up your Italian hoagie? For I am persuaded. I'm not telling anybody to go home and to throw folk out. I'm not telling you that. You ought to pray about that thing. Because you got some stuff, you got some crutches that you're leaning on, and your leg ain't broke. Oh, Jesus. You just haven't taken the right medication so you can strengthen your bones, so you can walk. You've got somebody living in your life that making you think without them you ain't nothing. And since you came to me, and you identified me, and you validated my. And they validated your existence. What does Jesus do for you? And you can love somebody to death because they're killing you. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And I'm not saying you ought not thank people for what they do for you. We need people. We need other people around us. We need folk that look like us and feel like us and talk like us that we might be able to fellowship and relate with them. They can help us. We can help them. But at the end of the day, when everybody's going, no more potato salad, no more chicken, no more greens, no more pound cake. Glory be to God. Somebody's getting hungry in here. You got to have somebody you can still call on when you turn the lights out, when you're in the bed all by yourself crying all night long. You got to have somebody that you can still call on when everybody's phone is off, but they ain't paid a bill, but you can't get in touch with them, and they don't want to be fooling with you, and you don't want to be fooling with them. You got to have somebody here. When those side effects begin to come in your life, you got to have somebody you can call on. I look to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked rose up against me, God made my enemies fall. I come to let somebody know he's a very present help. In trouble, he's my healer. He's my all in all. He's my deliverer. Yes, he is. Take your medication. Let the side effects come. In this world, we shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. Why? Because I identify with Christ. Why? Because I'm a Christian. Why? He's my elder brother. Why? He's my Savior. So if he overcame. But Pastor, you messed me up. He overcame. But I'm going through. How am I going to overcome? Well, do like he did. Get up on the cross and get crucified. Let them finish the job. Go ahead. Go ahead, side effects. You want me? Go ahead. Because if you give me 3 days, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, side effects. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Beat against me. Go ahead. But when I get to that third day, you better be out of my way. There's no resurrection without the Good Friday experience. If nothing ever went wrong in your life, you wouldn't know what joy is. You wouldn't know how to celebrate Christ, and we'd have some challenges in this life. But be of good cheer. He has overcome the world. And we're in the world, but not of the world. That's a mistake we made. We're so busy trying to get stuff from the world. He said, no, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto me. So when folk messing with you and everything, take your medicine and pray. I know what prayer can do. And by the time I get to Friday night, they're going to be laughing. They're going to have a party. They're going to have a party down there, you know, on South Street. They're going to be in the club. They're going to start pouring drinks.
Hey, you see Doug? Yeah, we got him. Yeah, we got him. We finally got him. He thought the Lord was able to do anything but fail. Yeah, we put him in the tomb Friday. And all they said, they came back. Yeah, you hear about what happened to Doug? Yeah. Oh, they thought. But then early Sunday morning, while they stumbling out of the nightclub, Lord have mercy. God will resurrect you. He'll make your enemies your footstool. He will lift you up. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to rub it in the eyes, rub it in the face. You don't have, because when they see you, they're going to be convicted of what they tried to. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord. No matter what you're going through right now, don't even worry about it. I know it's easier said than done, but just trust in the Lord. With all thy heart, lead not to thy own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him. He will direct your path. I need somebody to know today you need to trust in the Lord. Somebody here today, you need to reconnect with Christ. You need to give your life to Christ. You need to come on back to the church. Come on back to Jesus. You need to stop playing around. You're on the outskirts of Christianity. You're in the suburbs of Christianity. And you don't even know what's going on in your life. The enemy got you going back and forth, to and fro. Got you blaming it all on everybody else. But they did this and they did that. But they don't do that. They don't call me. And they don't do that. Ain't nobody praying for me. Ain't nobody doing it. Well, ain't nobody seeing you. Nobody. I don't know what's going on with you. Why don't you come on out and be a part of the family so you can be blessed. Come to the place where all of us is on the same medication. Jesus. Hallelujah. Come to the place where everybody's taking the same medication and believing in the same God. You can't stay away. This is clinical practice. That's what this is. When we come on Sundays, this is therapeutic. Lord have mercy. Amen. This is redemptive therapeutic practices where we come in and we rehearse and talk about God and his son Jesus, our Savior. And we dig in the scriptures. And what that does, when that gets in our spirit, it begins to purge everything that came in all week long that should not be. Let us all stand. Christianity will cause side effects. But be of good cheer. In this world we'll have tribulation, but I have overcome the world.